We're talking with Mark Gregory from the southwestern part of our state. I guess your office is in Duncan, right?
That's right. Okay. We're in Duncan. We cover all of southwest Oklahoma.
Mark, let's talk a little bit first about the wheat crop. You're going to be reporting today here at the Grain Feed Association meeting. This is obviously a lot better wheat crop than we had a year ago.
Absolutely. We can look at that and say there's quite a bit of difference. I think we got at least twice the crop that we had. And as it turned out last year, some guys got some decent wheat. Now, decent for last year. Mm-hmm. But, Ron, it looks scary good right now. We got some wheat out there that just really looks good, and it's getting really close to harvest time. Was in a field out near Altus just Friday, and if it wasn't for some green heads and berries just a little bit moist still, they nearly could have had combines in the field Friday.
So we're talking about literally your days away from a lot of combines probably rolling.
I think as we get close to the Red River from that Walters area across through Grandfield, South Altus, over to Hollis, yes, I think we're 7 days, maybe less. I wouldn't be surprised if we're not test cutting some wheat maybe this weekend.
What, as you look at the crop, any glaring problems that we've seen as we've gone through spring?
Well, we really never got over our dry weather. I think that we just got enough rainfall along the season just to sustain the crop. And then when we started getting these hot temperatures, Alta somewhere there in early April got up to 98, 99 degrees. We've had a lot of winds go with that. We've had some hot temperatures toward the end of the month. Those drying winds have really hurt us, and I'm afraid that's when we started seeing how much moisture or how little moisture we actually had. I'm not sure just how well the crop set a root system, and we're seeing a lot of white looking to fields, and I think it's just scorch from the heat and the wind. That's been our biggest thing, still environmental. We've had the same things everybody else has. We've had some tan spot. We've had aphids come in and carry barley yellow dwarf. We've had all the same things everybody else did. We've had some heavy rains, hailstorms in some places. Enough rain has laid the wheat down sometimes three times, and it's come up enough we can get under it. But I think the moisture deal still is going to be the glaring thing and what's really going to determine what kind of yields we get.
Now if anything, that might be a pretty good thing because you've stressed the crop that maybe those protein levels will be decent.
I would say that's probably right. And a lot of guys didn't have to use much nitrogen because they didn't use it last year. It was still in those soils. So I think between that dry weather and plenty of nitrogen on these fields from last year, I think we got a chance at having a pretty good quality crop. I think the big thing is what this wind, this heat is going to do to shriveling of grain and those kinds of things. We'll just have to see. But I think we got a shot at some pretty quality grain.
I guess what, you're close enough now that not too much more you can do to it.
That's about right. But as we get a little farther north, we got a greener crop and we still got the opportunity for some things to happen. But, yeah, down in those river counties, it's just about done.
What sort of yields are you going to be talking about today?
We've got some stuff up close to, I think county averages in the 40s. That's kind of what Caddo County looks like to me. On the other hand, Harmon County was showing drought effects in February, and I've got some pictures of that, what it looked like then, and it really hadn't got over it, and I think we're down in the 30s anyway, maybe lower than that, but just depends on where you're at and how much rain they got.
He reported for southwest and south central Oklahoma at this year's wheat crop summary at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association meeting, Mark Gregory, the Southwest District Agronomist for Oklahoma State University Extension. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.